Cross My Heart by Carly Phillips. To the plot monkeys, Janelle, Julie, and Les, you aren't just colleagues, you are my friends and my sisters. To Robert Gottlieb, thank you for taking this journey with me and for believing in me every step of the way. An extra special thank you to my editor, Brenda Chin, for pushing me to the limit on this one. Don't ever let up. As always, this book is dedicated to my family, to my husband, Phil, my daughters, Jackie and Jen, and to my doggies, Buddy and Dylan, and to Mom and Dad. You make every day worthwhile. I love you all. Prologue. The sky was jet black. No stars, no moon, no light to give them away. Tyler Benson led the way up to the top of the cliffs with Lily by his side. Daniel Hunter, their best friend, lagged behind. Lily held on to Ty's hand. Every once in a while, she'd squeeze tighter, giving away her fear. Otherwise, Ty would think this was just another of their adventures. He knew better. Soon, Ty would start the car, slam it into drive, and then jump out before it toppled off the cliff into the murky quarry waters below. Afterwards, Lily Dumont would be reported missing. Her uncle's car would be found at the bottom of the lake, or wouldn't be found at all. No body would be recovered. Lily would head for New York to take the new name the three of them had chosen for her, and Ty would never see her again. Also, Lily wouldn't have to leave the safety of Ty's mother's foster home and return to her bastard uncle for more abuse. She was only 17. She couldn't survive a month.